Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz, what do you got?
Well, guys, yesterday, Twitter CEO Elon Musk said that he had appointed someone to take over from him as CEO, and it didn't take long for that person's identity to be confirmed. This morning, Musk tweeted that NBC Universal Advertising sales chief Linda Yaccarino will succeed him as Twitter CEO. He said that she will focus primarily on Twitter's business while he focuses on product design and new technology. So it's not Elaine Musk like we discussed yesterday with Cappy and Andy Kamenetsky.
Well, that's because, George, yesterday there was talk that maybe Elon Musk would just like use artificial intelligence and it would actually be him who's the CEO, but there's the female Elon Musk, and that would be Elaine Musk.
Yeah.
Makes sense?
I got it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Figured that out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You got anything to add there?
I just want to say, and this is a humble brag, but allow me to have it for a moment.
Sure, feel free.
That this young lady who has now been appointed CEO of Twitter, you know, we're connected on LinkedIn.
Oh, you connected with her?
That's right.
Much like
you connected with Paul Benedict.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes, Lindsay Baseball. As of this morning, I am connected with her on LinkedIn.
You saw the announcement, and you're like, I got to connect with her.
I'm like, who is she? What's her story? And I looked her up on LinkedIn.
It's very funny, Cap.
Now we're connected.
Oh, it's so funny.
Well, there you have it.
That is What You Need to Know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. All right, Cappy. Go ahead. Who's your X factor that you were touting?
Well, let me start off by saying this. A couple, was it a week ago or so, George, when Rob Pelinka was on the station with Mason in Ireland?
Yeah.
And Mason said to Pelinka that I didn't come up and say hello to him. But then Pelinka, in a very friendly way, offered that if I have some thoughts or some advice or some strategy that I'd like to discuss with him, that I should come bring it to him. Do you remember that?
I do, yeah.
Jorge, or Linz, do you guys have that from that day? All right.
As long as he's got some good advice. You know, I get great advice from, our Lakers Nation. You know, appreciate when they give ideas, support. So if Cappy's got some ideas or a good strategy for, you know, this series, we're all ears.
Okay. All right, George, let me ask you a question. Give me some names of guys other than Anthony Davis and LeBron James who you would say have contributed to the Lakers being in this 3-2 series lead going into tonight's game six.
In this series?
Yeah, so far in this series.
I mean, D'Angelo Russell had a game.
Okay, that's one. I would agree with that.
Yeah. I'm trying to think who else.
I mean, I'm just talking contributors.
Well, Dennis Schroeder had a good game once or twice.
Okay, yeah. Right.
Lonnie
had obviously a monster fourth quarter, yeah.
Right. Austin Reeves has contributed. I mean, he hasn't been great.
He wasn't as good as he was in the Memphis series, but yeah.
Okay, so I've heard Lonnie Walker, Dennis Schroeder, Austin Reeves, D'Angelo Russell. Obviously, I said take Anthony Davis and LeBron James out of it. Is there anybody else, or are those the contributors to wins?
I mean, for the most part, yes.
Okay. George, when you're trying to watch a horse race, like the Kentucky Derby last weekend, and you're trying to figure out who's going to win, you look at the horse's PPs. Do you know what PP stands for?
No.
Past performance.
Okay.
So I have been trying to find an angle today to give you a player that we don't expect but who makes a contribution to a victory tonight, okay? Just the same way Lonnie Walker came off the bench and gave you all those points, 15 points in the fourth quarter, he had fresh legs. You know who's got fresh legs?
Who?
A guy who, I'm going to give you the date here, on February 23rd, when the Lakers beat the Golden State Warriors by a count of 124-111, do you know the leading scorer in that game was?
No, Cappy, tell me.
Malik Beasley.
Okay. So you want them to dust off Malik Beasley tonight?
Just the same way they dusted off Lonnie Walker.
Okay.
A guy who, against these Warriors, has had a big scoring performance, has led the Lakers in scoring on a night where LeBron had 13, Anthony Davis had 12, Malik Beasley had 25, and the Lakers won that game.
Okay.
Dust him off. He's got fresh legs. He should have confidence against this team. And if there's one guy who hadn't done jack squat yet, I'm throwing Rob Pelinka, Malik Beasley's name. What do you think about that, George? Any chance? No, that doesn't look good. It's just a reach, isn't it?
I mean, yeah.
No chance whatsoever.
Not no chance. I mean, somebody can get into foul trouble and he may get his number called. But I mean, it's very rare that by game six, that if your number hasn't been called, that you're getting called, barring, like, again, injury or foul trouble or something like that. So maybe those things can happen and his number would get called. But I'd be a little surprised. Yes.
Wait,
George,
better
just
chance?
Looking for an angle. Just looking for an angle, George.
Better chance of Beasley or Tristan Thompson?
Beasley, yes, for sure.
Just looking for an angle, baseball.
Yeah.
I'm looking for an angle.
By the way, it's Lakers playoff Friday on 710 ESPN. Get you pumped for what's on tap for Game 6 of the Western Semifinals tonight. Lakers and Warriors presented by Michelob Ultra, a refreshing and balanced flavor with only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. Please enjoy responsibly. So, real quick.
Go ahead.
There's a lot of chatter about who has more pressure on them tonight. I mean, we kind of already talked about that. Like, I think the pressure's on the Lakers to get it done. Mm-hmm. I think your conventional wisdom in that regard is accurate. I certainly still believe they can win a game seven. But I do think that it does ratchet it up a little bit. But the question is, whose night is it tonight? Now, everyone just always assumes it's got to be Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis got to be the guy, which, to be honest, throughout the series has been the case.
Not tonight.
But you don't believe that to be the case tonight.
Who do you believe
that needs to be then?
This is LeBron's night.
Okay. Well, you're not alone. Apparently, yeah. Kendrick Perkins was on NBA Today today and said the same thing.
Okay. But see, I'm not banking on AD tonight. I'm banking on McCain. Banking on LeBron James. I feel like tonight is going to be one of those nights where he's going to be trending, going viral, and we're going to appreciate
his
greatness.
And you're going to be sending him his clothes.
Yeah, I agree with that. I do. Because, look, LeBron has been good. He's been solid. He's played both ends of the floor. I mean, we get it, okay? He's LeBron. But can I ask everybody a question? Has LeBron gone LeBron?
No.
He hasn't.
He hasn't had to, though.
Hasn't had to. That's a good point.
Well, I would agree, particularly in Game 4, when the Lakers took the 3-1 lead, he didn't have to. Because Lonnie Walker went off, and we saw what LeBron, you know, the appreciation that he had after that game. If there was a night where LeBron was going to go off at home in a game to eliminate the Warriors, we're all kind of waiting for it. And so I'm with Perk. If Anthony Davis got a headache and he doesn't feel 100%, I'm looking for LeBron to be LeBron.
Yeah, I think it's got to happen at some point. Like, I would be surprised if he doesn't have one of these games, and I think that he senses the moment. Again, I just question whether physically he can summon that up considering his ailments. Like, that, it's not about, like, if he was healthy, I'd say, oh, yeah. I mean, there'd probably be more than one of these games at this point. But the fact that it hasn't happened through six games leads me to believe that those injuries are more significant than we thought.
Well, and just in the last game, you know, late in the game, he comes down and twists his ankle, and he limps around for the rest of the game. So I am very concerned about LeBron's ability to give you everything he's got tonight, because he's probably going to be playing through pain. I'm not even suggesting that he hadn't been playing through pain, but now he's probably playing through more pain. I'm definitely worried about AD tonight. You know, I'm worried about him on a couple of levels. Does he have some sort of mild concussion that he doesn't know about because he wasn't in concussion protocol?
I don't think that if he had a mild concussion, if he had any concussion issues, he'd be in, like, Cap. I mean, independent doctors were the ones that saw him at Golden State.
Okay, so look,
like, do you think these doctors are just going to let him, like, not, like, if he has a concussion, they're just going to let him go?
I mean, listen, a mild concussion, could impact the way he played.
I can understand if this was like,
I know, conspiracy theory.
If your conspiracy theory, if it was like, not that I would put anybody, like, they're doctors, for God's sake. Like, what are we talking about here? They're not going to put their licenses and livelihood on the line for AD in this situation. That seems silly, especially ones that aren't even associated with the other team.
All I'm saying is this. The fact that the young man is not in concussion protocol is a good thing, because if he was in it, then it kind of...
Then it would be way worse. Right, yes, exactly. He wouldn't be available potentially for this game.
So he's not, and that's good. And if he has anything that is bothering him tonight...
Is this what happens when I go away for a day, that all of a sudden we go down this rabbit hole of these kind of things?
You know it.
What are you, David Duchovny? What the hell's wrong with you?
I think last time you were gone, I went down this rabbit hole. That was the day that LeBron forced his way back into the lineup and they lost against
Right, and you
Chicago.
Made it like this huge thing. Like, right. Oh my God, like season's over because he came back
played.
One game.
No. Played. Not season was over. Yeah. Just he shouldn't have forced his way back into the
lineup. Right, but he had to play at some point.
Like, right, should have played later in that week in
Jesus.
Chicago.
And then you had like the conspiracy theory about how like he calls the shots around there.
Well, he does. That's true. Come on, that's true.
What do you, Mulder, Scully? Which one was David Duchovny? Was he
Mulder
or Scully?
Yeah, Mulder. Scully's the woman.
Yeah.
You know, that's another show that I never really watched.
Right, but you know the characters at least, right?
I mean, I know, what's the name of the show?
X-Files?
Oh, X-Files. Yeah. No, I was thinking it was something else.
Yeah. It used to be on Fox back in the day on Sundays after football.
I did love 24, though, with Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah.
That was a good show.
Yeah.
Anyway,
well, I feel like the clock thing kept you into it.
Oh, big time. Yeah. Right. And I never wanted the clock to run out.
Yeah.
You know?
So ridiculous.
I need more. I need more than 24.
So, look, I think we've exhausted everything we're going to say about this game. It seems fairly confident, right?
Come on, let's play. Let's tip this thing off.
Yeah,
let's go.
Let's get to sleep. All right. But first, we're going to get to Radio Tinder, award-winning Radio Tinder, a little early today. Slee's going to take over at 5:30.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's a great jam.
Ho, 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 ho,
by the way,
great show.
Joe Cocker is that documentary on him is wonderful. One of the best I've seen.
Which documentary?
The one on Joe Cocker who sings the song.
Oh, I thought you said the Met documentary. Where can I see that documentary?
I think I saw it on either Netflix or Amazon Prime.
How about you just Google it?
Yeah, it was really, really good though.
Why? I got a walking TV guide right here in Lindsay Baseball.
You could just talk it into your remote, Kathy.
Yeah, and it'll tell you. Yeah.
That's true. I forgot
Joe
about
Joe Cocker
that.
Documentary.
Yeah. Right.
There Cappy, I'll make sure that I say hi to Dave McMiniman tonight for you.
McMiniman.
Oh, by the way, George, really quick before we get into Radio Tinder.
Yeah.
Cappy had took issue yesterday with McMiniman going to LeBron and AD with his and his voting for his all defensive team MVP, blah blah blah.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Cappy?
Well, what do you mean, Lindsay? You're the one who brought it up.
Well, I'm just saying that he was like, I don't understand. Is that like protocol? Do
well,
NBA
George,
writers
is it customary
typically do that?
Is it customary for the writers who have votes to walk up to the players and go, here, check my votes? I mean,
well,
I just never heard of that
but
before.
But is that what he did?
Well, I appreciated what Dave said. He came on the air with Sliwa, and he said, look, in the spirit of transparency, which I really
he
like.
He showed them after he voted.
I guess.
Yeah, that's not asking them how you should vote.
You should hear it for yourself. He said, I went to them and I checked with them. They're masters of basketball. I'm not.
Yeah, like, after he voted, he showed them what he did, and he just was curious of their thoughts. Like, that's not the same thing. That's not what you alluded to. You alluded like he went to them first, like, who should I put on the ballot?
That's how I heard it.
You seemed to interpret it in a way where I know that you guys often interpret things differently. You seem to interpret it in a way that indicated that McMiniman was asking for approval from
LeBron.
That's
what I said. That's what I would do. I said if I were covering the team like that, I'd walk up to LeBron and go, LeBron, do I have this right? If not, you want to make some adjustments? Go for it. That's what I would do.
Yeah. You're going to regret this.
That's what I would do, George.
All right. So back to Radio Tinder here. Tom Brady is rumored to be interested in a limited partnership with the Las Vegas Raiders. According to an ESPN report, Brady's investment with the Raiders would be, quote, passive, and his role in the organization wouldn't give him any operational control or authority in the team's business or football strategies. Now, if you remember, back in March, the seven-time Super Bowl champion announced that he had acquired an ownership interest in Las Vegas' WNBA team, the Aces,
right,
which is also owned by Mark Davis. So do you guys think that Brady will indeed become part owner of the Raiders? Swipe left or swipe right, Sedano?
I'll swipe left. I don't see why he would become part owner of the Raiders. I mean, I guess you're saying because Mark Davis already owns the WNBA team that it would be easy for him just to kind of make that connection. I guess. I don't know. It takes a lot of money to be part. Well, I guess it doesn't take that much money if you just want to be a minority partner. I mean, Derek Jeter literally was a part owner of a baseball team for $5 million.
Yeah, Usher had like a 0.1% stake in the Cavs at one point.
Let me tell you guys, the other night we had the Laker
I just
game.
Want Tom Brady to just go live a normal life and get out of ours. How about
he
that?
He's never going to do that. He's not going to be able to do that. Ugh. And by the way, you're right. It doesn't take that much money to become a minority owner. When I was at the Lakers-Warriors game, this was on Monday night, I was in some suite and some guys there rocking some ginormous, you know, championship ring because he's a Warriors investor. You know, he got like a 1% piece of the team, but he got the ring. So, yeah, it doesn't take that much money. But I, for some reason, I'm going to swipe left also. I actually think this. I think Robert Kraft will say to Tom Brady, hey, I don't want you owning a piece of the Raiders. If you want to own a piece of a team, fine. What do you want to own? $5 million, $10 million, $20 million? What do you want? Here, own a piece of the Patriots. Don't own a piece of the Raiders. I think that's what's going to happen.
All right, Cappy. Well, People has confirmed that Beetlejuice 2 will release in theaters next September.
Wait, is it going to be with Michael Keaton?
Well, if you let me finish, George.
Oh, come on, George, let her finish.
Plot details for the upcoming movie remain unknown, but Michael Keaton is expected to reprise his role from the 1988 classic.
Wow.
Reports say Jenna Ortega is in talks to join the sequel as the daughter of Lydia, who Winona Ryder will return to play, and Catherine O'Hara will reprise her role in the sequel.
So Beetlejuice has a granddaughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm a big fan of Beetlejuice, and with basically like most of, if not the entire main cast returning, are you guys in on a Beetlejuice sequel 35 years later? Swipe left or swipe right?
I'm going to swipe right only because I feel like Michael Keaton is an excellent actor, and like everything outside of Batman that he's done has always generally been really good. So I don't feel like this is going to be some ridiculous Hollywood sequel that's like terrible. I would bet you it's fairly funny. So I'm going to swipe right on that. I would watch that.
I too would swipe right. I kind of feel like it's a funny thing that we're reprising these characters, but they're now grandparents, to your point. And those of us that grew up on these movies, I mean, now we're seeing the next iteration all these years later. Like Coming to America Part 2, I know everybody ripped it. I loved it. I kind of like this idea.
Yeah,
even
but it's
got to
be
Gun
R.
Too.
That's the problem with Coming to America 2. If it was a rated R movie, it would have been better suited.
I know, but I liked it. And even like Top Gun, the Maverick thing.
Yeah,
you know?
But that one was R.
That was good, too. I don't think anyone really said it was bad.
No, but I like these movies coming back 20 years later, 30 years later, and everybody's 30 years older, and we're not pretending that it's like the next day, but it's 30 years later. I like it.
Plus, like, I mean, Beetlejuice, I feel like with the amount of makeup and stuff, like, I don't know. I think it's a great idea. Jorge here said he's never seen Beetlejuice, which is crazy to me that someone has never seen
shake,
that movie.
Shake, Sonora, shake
movie.
It all the time.
And Jenna Ortega is perfect for that. She plays Wednesday in the...
Yeah, in the Addams Family.
Yeah, in the,
it's good.
The
it's
Netflix
a, it's
show.
A funny
She's
movie.
Great.
Jorge, yeah. You might like it.
I think you'd like it.
Yeah, it's old movie. It's from the 80s, but, you know.
It probably holds up,
I don't know
right?
if it holds up or not because I haven't seen it in 30 years or 40 years.
I just like the scene where Beetlejuice's head becomes like a little tiny grape on top of his body.
Yeah.
Because everybody tells me I have a pea head because I have a little tiny head.
Yeah.
You know, like, look, little Beetlejuice head.
Yeah.
It's not a compliment, just so you know.
No, I know.
Yeah. All right.
Go ahead.
A Hilton hotel manager was arrested and charged last week for entering a guest's room and sucking on the customer's toes.
Whoa.
While investigating a complaint, officers discovered that the night
complaint?
Manager at
Who's
the time...
Who's complaining about that?
Well, I guess the guy it happened to, because the officers discovered that the night manager at the time made a key card and entered the guest's room. The guest then woke up to find the manager sucking on his toes, which he immediately confronted. The manager claimed that he entered the room because he smelled smoke and was checking on the guy.
Right.
However, the night manager did not report this issue to security. Furthermore, no other resident reported smelling smoke. Okay, so that's super weird. But have you guys ever had someone that you didn't know enter your hotel room?
No, but it came close one time where I remember I was at an All-Star game here in L.A. many years ago. I want to say, God, easily like 12, 15 years ago in that range. I'd have to check back on the last time it was here before the most recent one.
Yeah, let us know for accuracy's sake, please.
And I was in a hotel room, and there was someone trying to open my door. And I'm like, I was like, yo, who's there? And they're like, oh, it's so-and-so, it's our room. I'm like, no, bro, it's not your room, okay? Sorry. Go downstairs and find out where your room is, because it ain't this one.
It did actually happen to me once, and I freaked out. The person, like, just opened the door, and they were like, whoa, 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 hey, somebody's in here. And so it was very, like, quick, and they didn't even, like, see me but until I was just, you know, yelling or whatever. But, yeah, it was super weird. And then I was there for, like,
It did happen to me in this regard. I got a key to a room, opened the door, and which the key card worked, and there was somebody else's stuff there.
I feel like I remember you telling us that. Like,
that has happened, and I was like, whoa. Yeah. And I immediately closed the door, and I went back down and just like, yo, you gave me a room where somebody's got their stuff already there.
But no toe sucking.
No toe sucking.
This whole toe sucking thing, though, is a really weird deal, because imagine you check into that hotel, and that night manager takes a look at you, and he goes, when this guy goes to sleep, I am going to suck his toes. Seriously, like, I don't know what it is about this gentleman. I don't know what it is about the shoes that he's wearing. I don't know what it is. Just something about that guy. I bet you he got beautiful feet. Gotta see him.
He must have been wearing sandals.
Yeah, I mean, because I'll tell you right now, if I walked into a hotel and I was wearing flip-flops and the night manager saw my feet, I think he'd throw up.
Probably.
I mean, my right toenail on my big toe.
Okay, stop.
Lately,
TMI,
he's been
TMI. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, where you stop.
All right. What's next?
That's it for Radio Tinder.
All right. That's good. That's good, Lindsay. Right. Baseball.
Cappy,
very
do you
good.
Have a dealer's choice before we leave? I don't know what time we're supposed to break here, so that's why.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you this right now, George. I'm going to take this opportunity.
Two and a half minutes, Cappy.
All right,
go.
Good. That's fine.
Oh, by the way, Radio Tinder is presented by our friends at Tequila Mandala, which you heard earlier. We said we'll be at Yamava now at the 909. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala, award-winning small batch premium sippy tequila made from the finest mature agaves, available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. Visit their website, tequilamandala.com. Demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala.
All right, so in the last 2 minutes today, before we hand off to Slee in the pregame show, thank you. Yes, I believe that the Lakers must win this game tonight. And yes, I believe that their chances of winning the series are significantly diminished if they have to go back to San Francisco. Would it be impossible? No. We've seen them win up there before. We saw them win game one. Will their chances be diminished? I do believe they will. So, George, they have to, and I believe will, win this game tonight. And I'll tell you something else. Not only do I think they're going to win, I don't think it's going to be a 30-point blowout. But I actually think the Lakers, when this game is over and you look at the scoreboard and it's 115 to 102 or something like that, it's going to actually be a convincing win tonight for the Lakers. So as much as I'm pessimistic about Sunday, I'm optimistic about Friday. I think the Lakers get it done tonight, George.
Yeah, I think so too. And I hope so. So again, I can just sleep in my own bed.
Right. I mean, sometimes we have selfish motivations. You know, it's all right. Are we on the clock now?
Oh, I think we're done.
Oh, that's it. We're done. We're
oh,
history.
We got one more minute.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You got anything great. Else for Dealer's Choice?
Well, you know, I just have gotten a bunch of messages from people in the Circle of Trust. There are a bunch of Circle members who have gone down to South LA because tonight the Red Hot Chili Peppers are playing at Snapdragon Stadium. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, yo, you going to come to this concert tonight? My answer is no. I mean, I'm telling you right now, there's a chance that Flea could cancel the whole show in the last second
because
Flea wants to watch the basketball game.
Yeah.
Or maybe the concert doesn't even start until after the game is over.
So, I mean, it's possible he could be watching.
He's definitely going to be watching. The Chili Peppers will not hit the stage until this game is over. That is a guarantee.
All right, we're done.
That's it.
Excellent work, Cappy. Great job, Lindsay and Jorge. We will talk to you el lunes.
See.
Hopefully talking about the Western Conference. Well, we'll be talking about, yeah, hopefully talking about the Western Conference Finals. Not a guarantee, obviously, but we're hoping that's the case. So, in the meantime, the pre with Slee, Alan Sliwa, Game 6, Western Conference Semis, Lakers Warriors. Lakers basketball is next.
Happy Mother's Day.